But if you don't fear to the Lord, you're not going to submit to him. If you have no fear for what God's going to do to you, if you don't submit, if you don't get the sin out of your life, then you're going to have a tough Christian life. You know, and you might end up out of church somewhere. You might end up in some cave by yourself with your daughters or some weird thing like that. You know, look, Lot was a Christian. And then he ended up, where did he end up? In a cave with a bottle of booze and his own two daughters. That's sick. See, people think that Christians can't fall into all these sins. They can fall. But the Bible says to submit yourselves, therefore, to God. If you don't fear the Lord, you won't submit to him. And notice it says to God. He's our greatest authority. Ecclesiastes 12, 13. Turn over to Ecclesiastes 12, verse number 13. While you're turning there, I'm going to read from you in Job 28, verse 28. Job 28, verse 28 says, "And unto man he said, Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding." Hey, if you don't depart from evil, you got the wisdom, but you don't depart from the evil, you're not going to have understanding. But you have understanding if you depart from the evil, getting the wisdom that you need to know. All right? Ecclesiastes 12, 13 says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. And this, for this is the whole duty of man." What's the whole duty of man? To fear God and to keep his commandments.